Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rob Beckett and Ian Smith.
Hey,
it's
hello.
A Magic Sponge podcast trailer.
It's coming back.
It's coming back a golden Bennett. It's been a long time.
Oh, mate, the amount of tweet. All my tweets is people saying, when's the Sponge coming back? And then I look at the profile and they've asked you first and Jimmy first. And then they've gone, oh, fuck it, let's ask Ian. And well, some of them insult me in the tweets. They'll be like, oh, Rob and Jimmy are too big time to reply, but you, Will Smithy. I'm like, not fucking now, I'm not.
But do you reply?
No.
Fuck them.
But because they say stuff like, oh, you'll have loads of time on your hands. I'm like, yeah, I do, but I don't like you pointing out.
But you do have time to read them.
Oh, yeah,
them
got loads of time.
Get angry
loads
about it.
Loads of time.
The reason why we don't reply is sometimes we don't know when it's coming back. You'll notice that there's no Jimmy Bullard here, and that has been basically the story of the season.
He's gone fishing again.
He's gone, literally gone fishing, or he got, basically, he's only, so far, we've recorded 5 out of the 6 episodes. Yeah. It's going to be 6 episodes this series. We've got one more, he's only been in 1 episode. And he, Bullard, he's got the Soccer AM job and just binned us off, like, he's big time.
Yeah. He's mugged us off like John Terry 10-digited him.
Oh, was that, and partly Joel?
Yeah, but to be fair, I should have known he couldn't do Wednesday.
Oh, OK, so now right. Joel's come in and saying there's been dispute over Wednesdays.
You might as well mic yourself up, Joel, and you can chip in with us. I'm sorry, it's my fault.
Basically, Wednesdays... Well, Jimmy goes fishing on a Wednesday anyway, but Jimmy is on one and hopefully he'll be on the final one. We've got
someone special lined up that we can't say, I guess.
Can't say who it is in case we get disappointed again. But we've got this series, got some great people. We've David Noble, ex-Arsenal, come in and he was a laugh, wasn't he? Mm. Brought his brother and then ended up going out on the piss with Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Check out his Instagram.
Check out Jimmy Bullard's Instagram, and there's a video of David Noble and Jimmy Bullard in a hot dog van screaming, "Who wants a sausage?"
What does his brother shout out? I'll he says something like, buy one, get fucking none free.
Yeah, oh, it's so funny. I'll find that. You tell them about the other guests
just
and I'll find that clip.
Out. So we've got David Noble and his brother in the background. John Salako.
Ex-Palace.
Yeah, with Sam Parkin, I think.
Sam Parkin,
the first ever guest. He's come back.
He's sat in to replace the Bulldog.
Yeah, we've gone full circle. We've literally fresh off the back of Merson.
Paul Merson. Magic Man.
And then a double Merson Ruddock sandwich.
Yep.
Which.
Neil Ruddock.
Fucking terrifying. Neil Ruddock.
Neil Razor Ruddock. He's
That'd
not
be
Neil,
awful if
he?
We were just saying surnames like Merson and Ruddock, and that's like. So that's Gary Merson and Jeffrey Ruddock. He's playing in the lower leagues. Kevin Watson from Tottenham Hotspurs.
Yeah, Chipper Watson. He was and he was on the same episode as Kevin Gallen.
Kevin Gallen.
He come in to step in
for
the fisherman.
He's got nothing on.
He has got nothing on. No, he played in the game for Grenfell. Oh, this is the clip of
Rocky's
Bullard
pubes.
With... That's David Noble's brother.
Buy one,
get fucking none free.
You're getting so pissed after... I can't remember what I had to do. I had to do something after that, and I was so drunk. And then, like, Jimmy, he's really nice. You're having a night out with Jimmy. He's really nice. And then you're like, oh, fucking, I think I'm going to have to go home now. I've got something to do. And Jimmy's like, nah, stay out. And like, yeah, but I can't. And then when he knows that he can't stay out, he's like, oh, fuck off. He's like, fuck you then. Makes you feel so guilty and sad, but you just got to commit to it and get
just
on the tube and then get off early because you need a wee. You've had 3 pints. I'm running
that sums
around.
Up most of your nights here,
yeah,
doesn't it?
I always have to get off early to try and find a McDonald's to have a piss in.
Well, I don't know where to go for a beer, but listen to the show. It's on probably next week, I assume. They're really good episodes, really funny stories.
I think you
like them. And even like Noble had some great stories about Stacky, Salako, great stories about Ian Wright and Mark Bright at Palace. Kevin Watson had loads of good stories. Yeah. Well, him and Kevin Gallen go way back, so had a lot of funny stories.
Can I just say, Rob?
Great Gazza stories in there. Yeah, go on, Ian.
Well, so Joel, our producer, said this series would be coming out at the end of October.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be coming out at the beginning of November.
Oh.
So...
Do you know what?
To say about that, Joel?
I'll tell you what we can say about it. It's free, so go and shut up.
Go
and shut up and leave us alone, right? I've got stuff on. I've got a kid on the way. I'm trying to do other things. I've got another career. And Ian's got stuff going on.
I'm sending out emails, just trying. I'm trying my best.
He's emailing agents, trying to get some work. I've got fucking loads of work. Too much of it. Can't move for it.
Last series had no agent. This series had to mug off 2 agents. I was like, get gone. I'm off with these other cunts.
So you got an agent?
Yeah, mate. I had to turn down a fucking job. I turned down one, and then another one saw me in a bar and was like, I don't think we've got time to take you on. Like a month after I'd signed with someone, I was like, yeah, you fucking know that I've just mugged you off.
Who
so
you
you're mugging
with?
Me off. I can't say. In case
Why?
They... Well, no, I can say. But then...
Who are you signed for?
Well, okay, so I've signed with this guy called Gary Brown. He's... No, I haven't. It's like the idea that I signed with... It's Gary Brown. I met him in a pub, and he just seems so keen.
He's just got that enthusiasm. You can't buy it with a big, powerful agent.
He just likes what I do, and he says he knows someone who's a runner on Mock the Week.
Yeah.
Who does, like, the cups of teas and stuff, and it all bleeds through.
Yeah, it's all just good...
Every time producer's getting a cup of tea,
he's
right? I'm with Noel Gay. I'm with two people there. So they do acting and comedy.
Perfect. That's what you need.
I think so. Basically, I went to Edinburgh. I swept up every award under the sun besides the important ones.
Yeah, but very good show. I've heard great things. The Metro called you a star for the future.
Gonna win
awards.
The Metro said this show deserves to win awards, and they were bang on, mate.
Yeah. That's what I say about the Metro. I've never disagreed with the Metro.
They were always bang on.
Yeah.
It was wrong. But then they give a 5-star review to
they
someone
gave
else.
Me 3 stars.
Didn't, mate? Yeah.
Bang on. Absolutely
bang
average bill over here. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know, mate.
I'll tell you what you're going to do. Listen to this for free. And if it comes out in November, be grateful it's fucking come out.
Yeah. We've got... Well,
John
Solarco's to play out Christmas.
Now. You try and get Solarco in a room for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He's busy.
I'd like to see any of the
David Noble. Who's David
that?
Noble? No, that's not what I've said, first of all, when Joel told me he was going to be on the show. I said, that David Noble.
Yeah.
I have no idea who he is. But, you know what? He's got some good stories. Kevin Chipper Watson. Who the fucking hell's that? That's what I thought, but I tell you what, lovely geezer had some Gazza stories.
Oh,
that's what you want.
Rob, I've just had a thought.
Yes.
If this isn't technically a series, but it's a trailer.
Yeah.
But we've been talking for quite a while.
Yeah.
So technically, when is this going to go out in October, this trailer?
Yeah,
it started in October.
Yeah,
fucking yes.
Prequel.
That's when it's coming out today.
Listen to the podcast. Tell your friends about it.
Halloween.
Right here. And I tell you what. Little bit of a spoiler alert, John Solarco might be the new Joe Jordan. Run it out there! Might not be, but that's for your ears to decide.
Oh, God.
See you on the other side.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video.
Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What
is
I don't want this one.
That looks really okay. Bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising position.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.